Okay. Good night, everybody. Freilichen, today was like Baimer. Firstly, the shir should be a schus for Shlema for Chemosh ben Leah. And for all the Chaylim, specifically also Radavnik for Shmuel, for Shlema. So, tonight, Bez Hashem, we're in the middle of the bracha of Aharevna. Like to talk about Vaharavna, but then specifically to talk also about Lag BaOmer that we went through today, and to find a connection between the two and how much there to see how there is actually a very strong connection. What we could take out of Lag BaOmer, what it means, how it means in Vaharavna. So we'll start with a short introduction, and that is that actually just literally a few minutes ago I saw a Amar Makom. I'd like to share it with you. Just said the Shema, mamash moments ago. And that is that we find that it would seem that this part of the Simcha of Lag BaOmer, it's a day of Simcha, has to do with the revelation of the Seydes HaTorah. We know Rashbi, Reb Shem Bar Yochai, was the one who authored the Zayar Kaddish, and he revealed the secrets of the Torah. And I just found a few minutes ago, Amar Makom, I was looking in the Sefer Taimei HaMenhagim, by Inyone Hilula Derashbi, it brings down an Ois Gimel on the bottom. Very interesting. Re'ei Mashakotz Avagoy Natzadek Kadosh Hashem Admar Mimunkach in the Sefer Shar Yisachar. In the name of a Gadol. He says a very interesting thing. It makes an observation. It's a very interesting thing that we're Mesameach at the yard site of a Tzadik. We know when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, it was Tainus, right? There's a Zayin Adar, it's a day of people fast. So he says very interesting. What's the difference? He says very simple. Ki biyoyim b'tiras Moshe Rabbeinu nishtakhu gimel meyas halachas. There was a shikha of Torah. There was a lacking of Torah. They forgot 300 halachas. Masha'en came b'tiras Rashbi, but was different by Rishon Ba'echai. What happened was that before he was nifter, he revealed secrets of the Torah. The Idra was revealed then. And Shagila Saidas, Biyoim Petirasai, Valideze, Hasimcha, Vahachedva, Bayoimahu, Shinizgalu, Hani, Rosinilon. The Simcha is on the revelation of secrets of the Torah. Very interesting. Al Ketin Lag BaOmer, Huyayim Smachis. That's why Lag BaOmer is a day of Simcha. The Simcha of Lag BaOmer is that we're celebrating this, something that we don't talk about often, because we're very not connected to it, because it's very far from our Madrega, but the concept of Seydes HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah, and we're being Mesamech in it. We're Mesamech in this, that Claudia, that we've got secrets of the Torah. Very interesting thing. So, I'd like to expound on this a little bit tonight. This Simcha of the secrets of the Torah, what exactly is this all about? It's an interesting thing. It dawned upon me last night, that we know that there's a connection between Purim and Lag BaOmer. The Mechaber springs down in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, Tav Chof Ches. He says his words are, in Sif Aleph, Le'olam b'yoyim shi'a Purim, yi'a Lag BaOmer. That means that the day of week that Purim falls on, that year Lag BaOmer fall on the same exact day. Every single year, Lag BaOmer and Purim fall out on the same day. And he brings a simon, plag, pei, lam, gimel. That's a simon that Purim and Lag BaOmer always fall out on the same day. It would seem that there's a connection between Purim and Lag BaOmer. So just this interesting thing, we spoke in the past when it was Purim time, that Purim is the celebration of the revelation of the secrets of the Torah, right? We spoke at that, the Ramah talks about this, how the Sudas Leviosan, that the Sudas Purim is a dogma of the Sudas Leviosan, which is the revelation of the secrets of the Torah. Some connection between this, that we're celebrating the Seydes HaTorah and their revelation to the world. That's a very interesting thing. We'll try to expand on this a little bit. So the truth is that, like this, the Eli Rabba says the following. The Eli Rabba in Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, he says that we say in the Ar Bracha of Avaharavna that we're learning these days, the Bracha is V'harevna Hashem Elokeinu, and then we end off, V'niya nachnu v'tzatzeinu v'tzatzei amcha beis Yisrael, kulanu yoidei shemecha. V'loim dei sarah zachal shema. So what's yoidei shemecha? What does that mean? Yoidei shemecha. Should we know your name? What does that mean? So the Eli Rabba says, kulanu yoidei shemecha, and simen mamzayin, Eli Rabba. Kulanu yoidei shemecha, ratzeloimar, Shetimser lanu, that Hashem, we're davening that Hashem should give over to us. Taimei v'soydais ha-Torah. We're davening that Hashem should give us the secrets of the Torah. Well, how does that connect to Yodei Shemecha? Ki ha-Torah kula shemoysev shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the shemoysev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That connotes the secrets of the Torah. Very interesting thing. So it comes out that in the bracha of Haravna every day, we're davening to Hashem, that Hashem should reveal to us the secrets of the Torah, the Soidus that we talk about, the Soidus HaTorah we're davening for every day. Amazing thing. So we'll try to get into this a little bit soon, how this connects to us. But firstly, I'd like to just understand a little bit, why is this tefillah come in, how does it come into the Haravna, specifically the bracha of Haravna? When we daven Haravna, that's where we talk about that Hashem should give us the secrets of the Torah. What's the connection to the bracha of Haravna? So I'd like to share two mahalchim. And the first is, the Eli Rabbah himself addresses this. And he says, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lama Test, Gemara says on the Pasuk, Nefesh Amal Amal Aloy, that a person is Amal and Torah, and the Torah is Amal for him. The Torah works for the person. And Rashi over there says, Eloshin, he brings down, that HaChoyzer Al HaTorah Tadr, someone who constantly goes over the Torah, Nasloy Sidur Befiv, what happens is the Torah becomes very clear in his mouth, sadura, that it comes fluent in his mouth. A person becomes very fluent with the Torah. And when that happens, when the Torah is so connected to the person, the Torah is so fluent by a person, then Torah emelesle, the Torah works for the person. What does that mean? The Torah is mevakesh meiskoina, the Torah davens tashem, limsar loy taime atayra. The Torah, if we work on the Torah to the extent we become so fluent in the Torah, then the Torah goes ahead and is bet by the Bayoilam, davens by Hashem, to give the person the Taimei HaTorah. What's the Taimei HaTorah? He brings down that the Chedusha Agadus over there says, what's Taimei HaTorah? Shemagalun Rose Torah. That the Torah davens to Hashem, please reveal the secrets of the Torah to this person. He loves me so much, and he's so ibergegeben, and he has the Torah so fluent by him, he keeps on going over the Torah, he's chazering it, the Torah does its job, and davens to Hashem that a person should be revealed the secrets of the Torah. Very interesting. That's nefesh amal amal alay. Says the Eli Rabbah Meredek. Ulezem espalalim. What?
Where's that?
It's a pasuk. Where's the pasuk? Where's the pasuk? It's a pasuk. Nefesh amal amal. So al kain al ze ulezem espalalim harav no befinu. What that means is ratzalaymar. Sheyerav lanu b'finu, the Torah should be smooth and pleasant in our mouths. V'loyeh lanu l'toyrach, the words of the Torah should be sweet. What does it mean, smooth, pleasant? That it shouldn't be like we're breaking our teeth on the Torah, right? Eliyeh sidur b'finu, the Torah should be, we should have fluency in the Torah. We should go it over so much that we should have fluency in the Torah. And then, kulon yadei shemecha, then we'll come to the secrets of the Torah. Because the Torah will daven to Hashem. Based on this Rashi and this Sanhedrin, fascinating pshat. But it's a very interesting thing, what he's saying, and that is that the haravna is that the way he's explaining is not just that the Torah should be geshmak, but the Torah should be smooth and fluent, right? That's the haravna befinu. It should be in our mouths. It's very good, the lashon befinu, in our mouths. It should be roga, it should be sidur befif, right? And it's a very interesting thing. It really is matim. It's so beautifully. It stims very well with what we said in the past from the Yavetz. The Rishonim say that these three brachas, Lasik B'derisar, V'harafana, and Asher Baruch Abonu, correspond to the three Chelke HaTorah. There's Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. Right? Mikra, as we explained then, is the information of the Torah, learning the Mikra, Pshat the Torah. Mishnah, we said, is Mishnah, is the Lashon of Shoyne, to go over. The idea of Mishnah is the aspect of Torah, of Chazor, going over it, right? That the Torah should be Chadud and Beficha, should be clear, Sedur Befif. And Gemara is understanding it, working hard on it, right? Trying to get to the depth of it. And the Yavid says that Lasik B'Devei Sar, which is in, connotes an Esek and involvement, that's Gemara. V'Haravna, he said, is Mishnah. It's very beautiful. What V'Haravna, he says, is Mishnah. It's very nice. It fits very well with this Eli Rabbah. That the idea of what's Mishnah? Mishnah is not just learning Mishnais. The idea of Mishnah is the aspect of Torah of going over, even though it's not easy. You go it over, chazah, to the extent that the Torah is fluent. In that bracha, right, that's Vaharavna, he says. So that's beautiful. That Vaharavna, Hashem Elokeinu, Tiferes Yisrael, Chabafinu. That's on the aspect of Torah that's about going over, being amal in the sense of just going over and over to get clear. So we daven of Harvin Hashem Alakenas Tavisaras Bafinu, and then that leads to Kulan Yedishma. That's the first pshat that we could understand from the Eli Rabbah. The second pshat to connect how Soides HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah, connect to this bracha is a very simple pshat. And that is very simple. The Mishnah we know says in the first, the Perek Shishi in Avos, Ramei Reimer, Kala Oisik B'Torah L'Shma, whoever is Oisik B'Torah L'Shma, Zaychel L'Dvarim Harbi, Zaychel to many things, wonderful things. What is one of the things? Nesenes L'Malchus, M'Mshala V'Chik Radin, U'Megalim L'Rozei Torah. They reveal to a person the Rozei Torah, the secrets of the Torah. The way to merit secrets of the Torah is through learning Torah L'Shma. So it's beautiful. The connection to the Harvna and Yoidei Shemecha, which means the secrets of the Torah, is beautiful. Because this bracha is all about davening to Hashem, to have the Torah be geshmak, and that should lead us to loim dei sar secha l'shma. When a person learns Torah l'shma, then he's zaycha to the Rozei, then a person, that's one of the things, Megalim l'Rozei Torah. So this idea of the secrets of the Torah, Yoidei Shemecha, connect to specifically the bracha of Aharvna. Aharvna is all about the asking Hashem for Avas HaTorah, and Avas HaTorah is Lashma. In fact, it's beautiful, because we said in the past that, right, V'hoirei neinu b'sara secha, we brought down from different mafarshim, also means that Hashem, we're davening to Hashem, that He should reveal our eyes. That's referring specifically to the secrets of the Torah, that our eyes need to be opened and revealed. And it's beautiful. What do we say right before V'hoirei neinu b'sara secha? What's the word? We daven to Hashem. With love. What's that? Torah l'shma. And we say, v'ho'ereinenu, right? So, avas ha'Torah, Torah l'shma leads to v'ho'ereinenu. Those two things interconnect. So, in the bracha of Aharavna, we're davening for Torah l'shma, avas ha'Torah, Torah l'shma. When a person has love for the Torah, then the Torah loves him back, and he's revealed the secrets of the Torah. So, that's a connection between the two things. The obvious question is, and that is, that wait a second. Then we should say, what's the bracha? We say, Kulanu yedei shmecha, v'loim dei sayra secha l'shma. So really, it should be the opposite order. It should be, Kulanu, and we should all be, loim dei sayra secha l'shma. We should learn Torah l'shma, and then, yedei shmecha. Because Torah l'shma leads to Megalim l'Rozei Torah, right? The order is backwards. So you know who asked this, Kasha? The Siach Yitzchak. See, Chitzchak and the Siddur Agura asked this Kasha. He says, wait a second. So he's going in the Nusach that it's not Loim Dei Sar Esecha L'Shma, it's Loim Dei Sar Esecha. But he asked this question. Loim Dei Sar Esecha should be before Yoidei Shemecha. Because he also explains, based on this Eli Rabbah, right, that he this idea that Yoidei Shemecha, he says, is the secrets of the Torah. Right? Yoidei Shemecha shezeh pnimes ha-Torah. So he asks, the order is the opposite. So he says a fascinating pshat based on the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei. The Vilna Gaon in Mishlei, very interesting. Vilna Gaon says, this talks about this a few different places. It's in Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes. Remendel Shklover in a Haggah brings from the Vilna Gaon a very interesting concept. And that is, he says like this. Kasher Yovin has soid al buria, if a person understands and knows the soid of the Torah, the secret of the Torah, then everything that you learned becomes more clear. Hapshat vaharemez drush v'soid. I will cause man shlo yovin asoid. If a person doesn't know the highest, the deepest level of Torah, the soid, afilo hapshat enoi bor biyode. Even the pshat that we learn, it's not so clear. He says, "V'chein shomati ma'adoni ma'ir v'rabbi." I heard this from the Vilna Gaon. Kama pa'amim. I heard this idea from the Vilna Gaon. Used to say this a lot. When you understand the tzoid of the Torah, then everything you learn till then, the pshat, everything now claps his eye. Everything makes much more sense. Everything is more clear. And I don't have it in front of me, but there's one place the Vilna Gaon says that when a person then understands the tzoid of everything, then he sees how the pshat is so emes v'nochoin, and there's nothing extra. There's nothing extra. Everything is perfect. Sometimes, you know, you have that. You hear a beautiful pshat, let's say, in a pasuk, right? But something inside of you is like, it's beautiful. It's so emes, but like, do you know how everything in the pasuk is so perfect with this pshat? You know, like, you have that sometimes, right? Says the Gaon, when a person comes to the level of Sa'id, then everything back, when he everything he learned is like, wow, everything is so perfect. So the Sa'id lights everything up. That's very interesting, the Sa'id from the Gaon. In fact, Menachem Mendel Shklover, he writes in his Akdama to the Vilna Gaon's Pirush to Mishle, a very interesting thing. He says that Asapra al Chayk, Masha Shamat mi Pek Kodesh, Beferish. I heard from the Gaon, it says specifically. Shloi Omer Hapshat B'Shum Pasuk. He never said a pshat in any pasuk. Imlo Yoda Hasoid Shloi. If he didn't know the soid of the pasuk, meaning Vehelbishoi B'Pshat the pasuk, and he was malbush the soid in the pshat. But every pshat that he said in a pasuk was coming first from. He wouldn't sign off on a pshat in a pasuk if he knew the soid and then it translated through in the pshat, and the soid was clothed in the pshat. The pshat was, everything was...
What does it mean, soid?
What? What does it mean for us?
Yeah.
Oh, what does it mean for us? Very good, very good. We'll try to get there. This is a little bit, so far we're in the Himmel right now. We're talking about soid. It's not really... No. Good, right. So right. But says, oh, so what does this have to do? So it says the Rav Seich Yitzchak, based on this Vilna Gaon, that's pshat in the order. That, yeah, we dive into to learn Torah. Lom deser esecha. But really, the ultimate level of Lamed Yisrael Secha comes after Yoydei Shemecha. Meaning, through Yoydei Shemecha, when a person knows the Seid of the Torah, then he could be Lamed Yisrael Secha on the highest level. The highest level of learning Pshat, anything, is after the Seid. Big Chiddush. That's what he says. This is how he answers the Kasha, that the order is opposite. Beautiful answer to the Kasha. Very interesting idea. Oh.
Would that be obvious, though?
That what?
To really say you know something, you have to know the soil, know the depth of it.
Otherwise,
you're not
pshat.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You're floating on the surface.
Yeah, right. Oh, so this list leads to really this idea that you're touching on. That is that you see from here. What's the idea? The idea is that this is, I think, something people don't not always understand. People look at like pshat, remesh, drush, soid as different like parts of Torah. The same way, like you think Zerua, Moi, Noshim, Zim, Kochim, Taras, it's like six topics, right? Six, right? That's the way people, right? It's like you have different chapters in a book, Alhamdulillah. It's different parts. Pshat, Remesh, Drush, Soid, there's not different Chalakim and Torah. It's the inner levels of the Torah, of the Torah itself. It's the Pshat, and then behind it is the deepest of it, the most inner part of it is the Soid. And that's why the Soid reflects back in the Pshat. It's not that you learn pshat and it's not two different things. It's all the side of the Torah. In fact, that's why many svarim refer to soides ha-Torah, the secrets of the Torah, as pnimios ha-Torah. The pnim. It's the pnimi of the Torah. It's the inner part of the Torah. Another thing that, if you notice, that svarim call the pnimios ha-Torah, soides ha-Torah, is the neshama, the nishmas ha-Torah. And it's a very interesting thing. I'll read a very interesting lashon from Rabbi Sol Shklover in his Hakdama to, he's a fascinating Hakdama to his Sefer Pasa Shulchan. He says a lashon here. K'shem sheba adam, just like in a man, yish chelke, there's two parts, there's the neshama and the guf, which is the chibur shemayim v'oretz. Kach b'toira, also in the Torah, everything that's in the world is in the Torah. Yish chelek neshama, there's the neshama of the Torah. V'heim nistorei seha, that's the secrets of the Torah. Ginzei chamudeha. And then there's also the chelek haguf, the pshotei ha-Torah. The pshat of the Torah is the guf of the Torah. Shehein gufei ha-Torah. Is that interesting? The gufei ha-Torah, right? Fine, gufei hein and gufei ha-Torah. The gufei ha-Torah is the guf of the Torah, and it's the neshama of the Torah. The halachas, the pshat that we know is the guf of the Torah, and the neshama, the pnimius of the Torah is the secrets of the Torah, the seif of the Torah, whatever. That we not much connection to Seder Zeter, but that's the just everything in the world has an neshama and guf.
There's
actually in neshama this that it's brought down that in the neshama inside that this pshat remesh just said. So it's the neshama of the neshama. That goes. Okay. Anyway, so. So just an idea, and that is that this idea that we're calling the Torah, the secrets of the Torah is Yoydei Shemecha. It's called the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is this very, very, very profound thing over here, and that is that we know that The Torah is, we've spoken in the past, is Hashem giving from Himself, kaviyachol, whatever that means. The Torah is Hashem Himself giving from Him. Ano nafshi, right. Ano nafshi kasvas yohavas. I'm giving you my nefesh. The most inner connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Seyvus HaTorah. It's the neshama, kaviyachol, whatever that means, the most inner part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving from Himself. The furthest we could get is the Seyvus HaTorah. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem kaviyachol is the pnimius of what we understand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Seyvus HaTorah. And it's very interesting. That's why, perhaps, that it's Yodei Shemecha. That's the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word shame is how you know a person. But shame also is Meira on the Mahos, the Pnimius of the person. The shame always represents on the Pnimius who the person is. And Kishem Hash, right? That's the Yodei Shemecha. Specifically, Shemecha, the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the secrets of the innermost Pnimis. The Nafshi is Kaviyachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's giving us the most closest we could get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the secrets of the Torah. That's Hashem's ultimate Ava. I believe the Vilna Gaon says that's Yishakenim Neshiko Yispiru. The closest level is the depths of the Torah, the Seyvus HaTorah, the Pnimis HaTorah. That's Ano Nafshi. And it's beautiful. That's the highest level of connection that anyone could come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reveling in the Seyvus HaTorah. And that's the idea of Birchas HaTorah. It's amazing. What's the makar of Birchas HaTorah? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. Havu Goyde Le'likeinu. Give a thank to the Bnei Olam that he's giving us the opportunity to come so close Kaviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's giving from his shame. The shame is the most inner part, the kaviyachol, whatever this means, that we have, not just that Hashem gives us the Torah, the Rasan Hashem, but it's the pnimius kaviyachol, whatever that means. That's kishem Hashem ekra, havo goyd l'alkeinu. And that's the makar for Berachas HaTorah. The makar for Berachas HaTorah is that we realize that when we're learning the Torah has in it the Seydus HaTorah, and we know also that if we're not zeichet the Seydus in this world, we learn the Torah, the pshat in this world, we get the Seydus in the next world. We're thanking Hashem for giving us the Torah through that. We're zeichet to the shem Hashem, the pnimius. The nafshi is Ano Nafshi Kasvizavs. The Noichi, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. So now just get a little mice over here. Let's just get a little mice. And that is that talking Seydus HaTorah, this whole thing, it's a little bit, we all know that we're really not shaykh to the musik of Seydus HaTorah. How does it connect to us? How does it connect to us? So I'd like to share two approaches, practical ways to understand how Seydus HaTorah relates to us. Well, if you just read the Zohar, then you're not really getting the Seydus HaTorah. Seydus HaTorah is when the reveal we spoke in the past. It's not something that you learn. It's Hashem reveals it to you. When a person is on a certain level, then Hashem Megalim and Shemaim, they reveal to the person, and suddenly the person starts to see these secrets that are really right there in front of us. They're not. You don't have to go anywhere to find them. They're right there in the Gemara, right? Wherever you're looking, they're all there. They're just, we don't see them. It's like a mashal to that. I always understand is those illusion books. You know, when we were kids, that was a big thing. You look at the page and you don't see anything, and suddenly I see it. You know, that's mamash v'hoyrei neinu. That the Seydus HaTorah right there. You're learning pasuk. The Seydus HaTorah right there. Just don't see it. Suddenly, person revealed to me, suddenly sees right in front of his eyes. Right, that they're gully. They're just hidden from us. Our eyes are not the way the Nafsh HaChaim says is that the kedusha. Our eyes can't be soivel the kedusha, so we just don't see them. But a person reaches a level that he's able to see them. That's b'hayir name. Okay. How does this topic related? What's Lamais over here? Well, okay, so Davin says, like, are we for real? What's going on over here? So I'd like to share two Malachim. And the first is very interesting Maramakim, and that is in the past we spoke out from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is really discussing the Brach of Lasek B'Divrei Seira. And he brings down, I believe, from the Prichodesh. The Prichodesh says it's a very interesting thing. Because the Brach of Lasek B'Divrei Seira is what's Eisek HaTorah? It's involvement in Torah. Iwan, right? That's someone maybe who's learning the whole day, but a balabas, why does he connect to Lasek B'Divrei Seira? So we said then his second answer. Second answer is that no, it's not true. It's not a good question, because any small involvement is Esek. So even if you work hard for a second, that's Esek. It doesn't have to be that you're sitting for 4 hours over a Rashba. That doesn't have to be. Lasik with the Visayr, I feel a koldu is mashma. Is. But I want to share with Ayon the first Mahalach. Very interesting Mahalach. He says, Yeshloimer, says the Prima Godin, the Sinei Shal Avram, in Simon Memzai. De Kulam Ki Ish Echot Heim. When we're davening, Lasik with the Visayr, we have a mitzvah. Of Lasik with the Visayra, we're all Ish Echad. That means Klal Yisrael is together. There's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael, Lasik with the Visayra, and even if I'm not going to be that one that's considered Lasik with the Visayra, but we're all one unit. Kulam Kish Echadim. Kimoi, says the Prima Gadim, I'll show you this. Because look, says the Prima Gadim, we daven in Avarabba, V'hoyer Einenu. He says, you should. All right, reveal our eyes. Who is this going on? Shemavakshim, we're davening with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyor Hashem, Enei Talmidei Chachamim, Heim Enei Ha'eda, the eyes of the G'dayli Hadar, who are involved. Maybe what he means is this idea, that our Einenu is specifically on the secrets of the Torah. That's not Shaykh to us. But yet we're davening, V'har Einenu, our eyes, because we're all one. We're all, our eyes are their eyes. When we're all Kish Echad, then we're all one. And that says the Prima Gadim, Lasik with the Visera, yes, but Sivanu Lasik with the Visera, because we're all one Chedesh. Lasik with the Visera is that even if we're not going to do it, but Klal Yisrael's doing it. Kulam Kish Echad, we're all one, and that, how is that, how it connects us? And that's why when we daven Vahari Neinu, that his proof is Vahari Neinu, right? Vahari Neinu is, we're coming to the level of Vahari Neinu, no, right? So the answer is that we're Kulam Kish Echad, we're all one, and that's how we could connect. So you see from here a very interesting thing that the way
to be davening for others.
Right, but it's really davening for us because kulam kish echad. That means that it's considered the way. Let's explain this. What it means is that we could connect to Sayyidus HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah, the greatness of secrets of the Torah, not necessarily through us learning it, but through being part of Klal Yisrael. And there are Yidden and Klal Yisrael who are being zeichet to Sayyidus HaTorah. That does something for us. Their Sayyidus HaTorah is greatness for us. That's one thing. But it has to be Kulam Kish Echad. Right? If it's Kulam Kish Echad, then we're davening that we should be zeichet Yidde Shemecha, and this idea of Sayyidus HaTorah, we could connect to Sayyidus HaTorah through one thing. When we connect with Klal Yisrael, then everything that Klal Yisrael has, we have are also. An amazing idea from the Prima Gadim. And the truth is, if you think about it, that's really Lag BaOmer. It's brought down in Svarim. If you look in Svarim, they talk about the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. There's not a lot of sources to this. That is the Simcha of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. His Simcha, we're Mesameachin. They call it Simchas Rashbi. It's his Freilichkeit, and we're Simcha. What's going on? Could be what the idea is that it perhaps really ties into the Yimei HaSfira. The Yimei HaSfira, the Avoda is, we learned, V'ahavta lecha kamoicha, right? We're working on Achdus, right? To be Noi Kovet Zelazeh. It all ties in when we, the Simcha of Lag BaOmer is to have that feeling of Kish Echad, and then we could be Mesameach in the Sayyidus HaTorah of Klal Yisrael. We're Mesameach in Simcha's Rashbi. How does that, why is it my Simcha? It's my Simcha because Klal Yisrael, that we find this in general, that Torah is that the milas of Torah, they spread to other people. Meaning, the Vilna Gaon says, Eish Eschayel Miyimtza, right? That he says, usually the Memches Kinyonim and the milas in Torah, we don't, each person doesn't have, most, it's very hard to find, one person has everything. But if this person has this mila, this person has that mila, they all come together, and then everyone gains from each other. So that's this idea, that could be that this idea of Sayyidus HaTorah, our connection to it, not necessarily in this world at least. In the next world, if we learn Torah Pshat, we'll get in the next world says it. But in this world, where we could connect with the Simcha and the greatness of Sayyidus HaTorah through this idea of, like the Prima Gadim says, of Kulam Kish Echad. And just one more Mahalach, and that is to explain how in the world does Sayyidus HaTorah have Shaychas to us? We're davening for it. This is based on something that we said in the past, and that is that in Yiddishkeit, you know, in the way the world runs is that if you have something, you have it. If you don't have it, you're far as anything from it, right? But in Yiddishkeit, it's not like that. And that means that if you want Ruchnius, If you're mevakish the ruchnius, that itself gives you closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That itself gives you a kesha to it. The Reb Tzadik says, Yismach leiv mevakshei Hashem. Just being mevakish gives you simcha. By wanting something, by wanting a madrig and ruchnius, I want shaykhis to this thing, say this thing. I don't know anything about it. I just know his greatness. I want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to know the shekeinim neshikas piyu. I want it. I'm not diving for it. That itself, whether we reach that level in our lifetime or not, lemaisa, that itself gives us a kesher to it. Right? So we are davening. That's the simple pshat in the bracha that we're davening for. Not only that we should have it through the fact that we're connected to Kol Yisrael. It's an interesting thing. Could be. We asked last week a question that there's an extra word in the bracha. What's the extra word? Kulana, right? We said anachnu. V'yini anachnu. So what comes after anachnu v'tzatzainu? What's kulana? Well, because maybe perhaps another pshat. You could have v'yini anachnu v'tzatzainu, but that doesn't have to necessarily mean me. Anachnu is through you having something, and I'm connected to you, so I have it. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to be a Yoidei Shmecha, that I'm going to know Seder Satara. You know Seder Satara, but it's considered anachnu, the same way we say v'horeinenu, my eyes, our eyes. But it's only the Einei Ha'eda. The answer is, if we're all one, kulam kashechad, then your eyes are rendered my eyes are your eyes are my, right? So it could be, we add in kulanu. We're not just davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only like the Prima Gadim says, that we're davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that kulanu yayde shemecha, that we should be yayde shemecha through the G'dayle Hadar. That would be anachnu. That we should all be yayde shemecha, we should know the Seder Satara through the fact that kulam kashechad. No, we add kulanu, all of us, meaning we should all literally, we're davening Hashem, we should all reach the level of Yedei Shemecha. We daven for it, that itself gives us a kesher to these inyanim. That's just on a practical level how we could connect the Seder Satara, either through kulam kishechad, like the Prima Gadim says, or the bikush itself, wanting it, davening for it, that itself could give us some connection in this world already. I'd like to end off with one pshat, one idea on Lag BaOmer, which really ties into this whole shir. And that is that we know that the day of Lag BaOmer is Hoyd Sheba Hoyd. Hoyd Sheba Hoyd. So that sounds like Seder HaTorah, right? but could we suggest Alderech HaPshat? Alderech HaPshat, a pshat in this idea of Hoyd Sheba Hoyd, how that connects to Lag BaOmer. And it connects to what we're saying. And that is like this, that the very interesting thing, the Gemara in Shabbos says, when the Gemara talks about this, is Gemara is coming up, the Gemara that talks about when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim to receive the Torah. So the Gemara that is on Peches on the base. The Gemara says, "Amr B'shul ben Levi, B'shosha ala Moshe Lamarim." When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim to receive the Torah, the Malachim said, "What's this person doing here?" Right? Oh, so they said, "He's coming to get the Torah. He's trying to bring the Torah down to the world." Right? Amr Lefanov, the Malachim said to Hashem, "Chamuda Genuza, this treasure." That's hidden. You're trying to give it to man? And the Pasuk says, they said, Hashem Adineinu, Mo Adar Shimcha B'chol Aretz, Asher Tno Hoidcha Al Hashamoyim. What are they saying? Asher Tno Hoidcha Al Hashamoyim. You should place the Hoid Al Hashamoyim. Says Rashi. That means is, Ein Roylecha Litein Hoidcha Sham, Kiyim Al Hashamoyim. You shouldn't put your Hoid there down on Aretz. It should be Al Shemayim, it should stay in Shemayim. That means you should leave the Torah in Shemayim and not Ashatno Hoidcha Al Shemayim. You should leave the Hoid, the Torah in Shemayim. So you see from here that Hoid is a reference to Torah, right? Tno Hoidcha, they're referring to the Torah. The Torah should stay in Shemayim. Tno Hoidcha Al Shemayim. Question is, what exactly, why is Torah Hoid? But furthermore, why is it Torah is referred to in many different ways. Why is it that when the Malachim were arguing with Hashem that the Torah should stay in Shemayim versus Aretz, they used the word Hoid? You could have used the many words for Torah to describe the Torah. Why specifically over here in this discussion, in this argument, are they calling the Torah Hoid? This is the question. So like this. There's a beautiful... We find many times the word hoid comes along with the word hadar. Hoid v'hadar, right? Hoid v'hadar is many times connected. What are these two things? Hoid v'hadar from Kaimim. So the Vilna Gaon in Divrei Hayom and Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chav Zayin, on the hoid v'hadar, he says a very interesting thing. He says, hoid, I'll read you his words, hainu yoifi atznes. Hoid is the beauty itself. the thing that inherent, something that has inherent beauty. Like the light of the sun. The light of the sun is inherent, the beauty of the sun itself. The sun has its own or, right? Shehor boy atzmis. The or of the sun is atzmis. It's be'etzem. The sun has its own or. Hodor hu noiga hayerech shemekabel min hashemesh. Hodor is when you don't, when you have so basically like a reflection. The moon, the light of the moon is hodor. It's the reflection. It's not or atzmis. The moon doesn't have hoid. It has hodor. Hodor, maybe it's the lashon of hodor, is reflect. Right? So hoid is the light itself, the original source of light, and the hodor is the reflection. The right, beautiful. So could be we can understand like this. We know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Chazal tell us, Zohar HaKadosh says, Istakel b'araisa b'ara alma. Hashem, the way He designed the world, created the whole universe, is through the Torah. And it goes so far that this concept, that I'll just read a lashon of the Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Daled Perek Yud, quotes the Zohar HaKadosh in Parashas Truma, unbelievable. Kishabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'ilam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Istakel bo b'Torah, He was mistaken on the Torah, Ubaras Eilam. What does that mean? It says like this. B'chol milo milo. Shekosa b'Torah. It says, Histakel b'mila zu. He looked at the word Shamayim. He looked at the word, whatever this means, Shamayim. Ubaras Shamayim. And through the word Shamayim, He created the Shamayim we know. B'Torah kosa v'ayom elakim hi or. Pasuk says hi or. Histakel b'mila zu. Hashem was mistakel on the word or. Ubara asa or. And came the word or. V'chein b'chol mila u'mila shakosav b'atayra. Histakel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'osa dovrahu. Unbelievable. The whole world is created through the words of the Torah. Now let's put this in a certain perspective. The way we could explain this, to understand in other words, what he's saying is, the entire world is a reflection of the Torah. The Torah itself is the hoid, is the light itself. The world that we live in, we live in a world, it's a beautiful world. You know why it's a beautiful world? Because it's the reflection of Hashem's hoid, of Hashem's Torah. The world is reflection. You see the Shemayim, you're seeing the reflection of Shemayim, the Torah. The word Shemayim is the words of the Torah, right? The world is the reflection, is the hadar of the hoid. The world is the hadar. The Torah itself is the hoid. That's what the Malachim were saying. The Malachim understood the world down here, this is the arts, the world is the hadar. The Machlokes was about the Torah itself. Let the hoid go down. The world already had the Torah in the hadar form, right? The world is the hadar form of the Torah, the reflection of the Torah. But what they didn't, that already, the whole Bria is like that. What they didn't want, what they were arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about, was the hoid aspect. The Torah itself is hoid, right? It's the inner beauty of the world, of everything. It's the hoid. That's the Torah's hoid. Could be that's the idea. And hoid shebahoid. The Lag BaOmer is a day that we celebrate and we're ben sameach and the soidais of Torah, the pnimios of Torah. You see, the Torah that we have is hoid. But there's hoid shebahoid. That means that the soidais of the Torah are the inner or of the pshatei ha-Torah, the pshat of Torah is a mere reflection of the hoid, of the secrets of the Torah, of the inner essence, of the neshama of the Torah. The pshat is a reflection, right? The Vilna Gaon, when he said a pshat, he was malbish, right? The pshat from the soid, right? I mean to say is that when we learn the Torah, the pshat of the Torah, all that, it's really a reflection of what's really inside. It's a reflection. The true light is the hoid sheba hoid. So the Torah is hoid, and the hoid sheba hoid is the secrets of the Torah. So it could be that's on a simple level, how we can understand the idea of the connection hoid shebahoid to Lag BaOmer, that the secrets of the Torah, we're celebrating this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Kol Yisrael the secrets of the Torah. That's hoid shebahoid. Hashem Kach.